Welcome to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, and you're listening to Griff Talk.
I'm Mike Tregold, and this is my co-host Ken Cheesy, coming to you for the third time now in what's a weekly half-hour show, and the first of its kind here at the U of G, discussing the athletic scene here at the University of Guelph, and more specifically, your Guelph Griffins varsity teams.
We hope to provide you with an in-depth look at campus athletics, discussing the games themselves, as well as some of the more interesting features surrounding the sporting world. We'll be joined by numerous guests, head coaches, players, administrators, experts, and anyone else with an interest and appreciation for local sports. You'll be able to find Griff Talk right here on the FM dial every Friday from noon until 12:30, and also on the web at www.cfru.ca. On today's show, we'll start by breaking down the recent events in Guelph Griffin Athletics. It's been yet another busy 7 days in the Griffins Athletics, and we'll be breaking down some of the highlights. We'll look to our basketball insider, Dan Howes, to tell us what went on the hard court in last Saturday's matchup as the Waterloo Warriors paid a visit to the Griffins down at the W.F. Mitchell Athletic Center.
The Griffin hockey teams were also in action, with their men taking their act on the road for a pair of games, while the women tried to improve on what's been a slow start to their second half of their season. We're going to take a quick glance at Griffins volleyball and track and field to wrap it up.
With news out of the way, we'll then be joined by Tom Kendall, the director of athletics right here at the U of G. Games notwithstanding, it's been a busy week in Griffins athletics, and so we'll discuss some recent developments with the facilities right here at the university, tomorrow's Frosty Mug event downtown, and several other topics in the world of Griffins athletics.
And when we're done hearing from Tom, we're going to turn to our hockey insider, Ryan Cunningham. As Ken just mentioned, the Frosty Mug will be taking place tomorrow night when the Guelph Griffins men's hockey team takes to the main stage and plays the Waterloo Warriors at the downtown Sleeman Center. Ryan's going to break down the Griffins season to date, some players to watch for, and he'll give us an inside look about what this event is all about. This is the second downtown event for the Griffin men, as the athletic department is looking to make this an annual tradition.
We will conclude the broadcast with a look at the week ahead in Griffins athletics. We'll tell you where you can find your varsity teams over the next week, offer a trivia question for our dedicated listeners, and Mike and I will hand out our Frankenstein's Player of the Week awards.
So let's get to the recap, starting with Griffins hoops. With Saturday's recap, here's our basketball insider, Dan House.
Thanks, guys. Griffin's men's and women's basketball teams were both in action Saturday afternoon for games that really went in opposite directions. On the women's side, both teams came out battling tough and went into the second half with the Warriors barely hanging on to a one-point lead, 31-30. In the second half, however, the Griffins broke down and scored only 2 points in the third quarter, while Waterloo poured in 17 to open up a 16-point lead. The Griffins matched Warriors shot for shot in the fourth, but to keep the deficit from widening further, their third quarter breakdown proved to be the difference as the Warriors topped the Lady Griffs 65-46. Alex Russell once again led the Griffins with 13 points, but Jasmine Douglas, the leading scorer and one of the most dangerous post players in the OUA, was held scoreless. Kudos to the Warriors and their coaching staff for limiting Guelph's biggest offensive threat. Now on the men's side, the Griffins played arguably the best game of their season. The Warriors entered Saturday's game with a 7-4 record and were 4 games ahead of the Griffs, rolling hot in the OUA West. It was Guelph, however, who played like the favorites, bringing a lot of excitement to the home crowd, who got their first taste of a win this season. In the first half, both teams showed up committed to playing tight defense, and despite trailing by as many as 9 points, the Griffins went to the locker room holding on to a slim 2-point lead. Second half was all Griffs, though. Led by second-year guard Dan McCarthy and some clutch play off the bench by rookie John Brugo and Nick Walters, the Griffins controlled most of the final 20 minutes to secure a 68-58 win. McCarthy led all scorers with 18 points as well as 9 rebounds and 4 steals, while Adam Baring added a double-double with 10 points and 12 boards.
Thanks a lot, Dan. You mentioned Brugo and Walters there. Those are a couple of names that your average Griffin fan might not be as familiar with. So can you go a little further and talk about what the two unsung heroes brought to the floor on Saturday?
Well, you know what? Unsung hero is maybe a bit of a euphemism for guys who do everything, you know, and these guys just provided rebounding, energy, and, well, they provided some different things. I mean, Brugo really gave a big boost off the bench because Waterloo, like most teams in the OUA, has some solid post players, and he did a great job controlling the paint, not letting them get established by posting a double-double and giving Adam Baring some much-needed relief so that when Adam was in the game, the starter, he was a lot more active and was able to get some calls. Now, on the other hand, and Nick Walters is a guard forward sort of do-it-all guy. He's only about 6'3", but he's real strong and really trails the break well, plays great defense, fills the lanes, rebounds. And I don't know if you noticed, but if you're ever at the games, which you should be, they're awesome, a lot of fun, join us next week. But at the start, during the opening lineups, Nick's every player that gets announced, Nick's out there there. He's bumping chests. He's not a fifth-year guy. He's not a captain. He's just a third-year guy who's super enthusiastic, and that enthusiasm shows when he's on the court. Everyone in the building gets energized. He makes the right plays, and he rarely turns the ball over, and he just makes everyone come together.
That's our basketball insider, Dan House. Thanks, Dan. Now on the ice, the Griffins split their last two games. First, there was a 3-2 shootout loss to the upstart UOIT Ridgebacks, followed by a startling 4-2 upset over the Laurier Golden Hawks on the road last night. Tom Kiriakou buried two more goals for the Griffins, and Ed Gale added three assists in the win. Our hockey insider, Ryan Cunningham, is going to talk more about the Griffin men later on when we preview the Frosty Mug. On the women's side, the ladies were on the road for a pair of games as well, defeating the Western Mustangs 5-4 on Saturday, only to drop a 3-2 nail-biter to the Windsor Lancers the next day. You'll remember last week we were joined here on Griff Talk by Griffin's women's goaltender Chelsea Roy, an outstanding guest.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Quickly with volleyball, both the men's and women's split their weekend matchups. The men dropped a three-set sweep to U of T on Friday, but followed that loss up with a three-set sweep of Waterloo the following night. Winston Rosser led the Griffins in scoring in both games. On the women's side, though, the Griffins struggled to a four-set loss to Brock on Friday and rebounded emphatically to sweep the Ottawa Gigis on Sunday afternoon in the nation's capital.
And last but not least, our very successful track and field teams that we talked a little bit about last week took part in the Can-Am Classic in Windsor last week. And weight thrower Dustin McCrank, one of the top weight throwers in all of Canada, beat the Griffin all-time distance record for weight throw. And Shanice DeHay met the CIS standard mark, in the high jump, qualifying her for the national championships in March. There's a lot of Griffins who have already qualified far ahead of time for the Nationals, and they're certainly going to be a force to be reckoned with when the Nationals return to Windsor just a couple of months. On the fast track, Rachel Aubrey, Sarah Pierce, Samantha Beattie, and Dustin Gamble, all won their respective events. Both the women's and men's teams sit now in the top three in the national rankings.
Great stuff. Thanks, Mike. With our recaps in the books, it's time for our first music break. So here is F'd Up from the couple track singles compilation on Matador Records. It's Fixed Race. We'll be back with more Griff Talk right after this, but here's F'd Up with Fixed Race on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.